Later this year, Congress is expected to pass a measure that would allow the United States to rejoin the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization after a 19-year hiatus. America withdrew from UNESCO in 1984, citing financial mismanagement and a strong pro-Soviet bias. But now President Bush wants back in, a position that's earned him praise from many in Congress, but has raised eyebrows in conservative circles. Judith Smelzer reports.
In a makeshift classroom in Afghanistan, children recite their lessons. UNESCO's presence is felt here. The agency is helping to print textbooks and rebuild school libraries across the country. The organization also stepped up earlier this year when looters walked away with ancient artifacts from Iraq's National Museum. In response to an outcry from the international cultural community, UNESCO organized major conferences of archaeological experts and sent its own team to Baghdad to assess the damage. But for the past 19 years, UNESCO has been doing these kinds of projects without funding or advice from the United States. Washington pulled out of the agency at a time when the U.S. felt it was trampling on press freedom and leaning too heavily towards the Soviet point of view, not to mention the questions of financial mismanagement that were swirling at the time. But some, like Republican Congressman Jim Leach of Iowa, think there may have been another reason as well.
There was an ideological slant in government in the 1980s, which was designed to somehow embarrass the UN system. And that was the basic background. There was a looking for some symbolic organization to withdraw from, and so UNESCO was chosen.
Congressman Leach opposed the withdrawal at the time, and he's been working to get the U.S. back into UNESCO ever since. Last September, in a speech to the United Nations General Assembly, President George Bush finally took that step.
As a symbol of our commitment to human dignity, the United States will return to UNESCO. Its organization has been reformed, and America will participate fully in its mission to advance human rights and tolerance and learning.
The announcement got very little attention at the time, since the rest of the president's speech focused on the rising tensions with Iraq. But some conservative organizations did take note and started to voice their concerns. Austin Roos is the president of the Catholic Family and Human Rights Institute. While his organization doesn't have a major problem with UNESCO, he is concerned about the agency's partnerships with other UN bodies that he finds more objectionable.
There is a great move over the last several years at the United Nations that UN agencies and parts of the UN family work together. Therefore, UNESCO has been supportive of certain things, like the promotion of abortion, like the promotion of homosexual rights, though I do not believe that it is their primary work.
Social conservatives don't like the fact that some UN agencies include abortion as an option in their family planning initiatives, and some groups on the far right want the U.S. out of the United Nations altogether. But Congressman Leach argues that America will be better able to influence world opinion if it comes to the table than if it stays outside the room. He says it's especially important for the U.S. to have a voice now when America's popularity is at a low point.
When one is being criticized, a great question should be asked, are you better off hiding out from international institutions or attempting to lead them? And my view is leadership is a far better way to exert one's will than simply ducking. And the duck and run diplomacy pattern to me was highly irrational.
So Leach is pleased with the Bush administration's move back into UNESCO. But the decision may have some Bush watchers scratching their heads. The Republican president does not have a record of favoring multilateralism. On the contrary, he has aroused international anger by pulling out of the Kyoto Treaty on Global Warming, refusing to recognize the new International Criminal Court, and most recently invading Iraq without UN approval. But in fact, the UNESCO move may have been an attempt to ease some of that anger. Austin Roos with the Catholic Family Human Rights Institute.
I think it's important that the United States appear to be multilateral. It certainly is multilateral. This is a way to show the world that it's multilateral.
The Bush administration may also see the UN's cultural and educational arm as a potential tool to help spread American values, or at least to stem the spread of anti-American sentiment in schools and other grassroots institutions around the world. Jim Leach agrees.
There are a lot of issues in international education and culture, and others want to slant against America. And I think America's got to stand up for our culture and our values, and also for our way of influencing the world. And if you leave the principal international cultural and education institution, you leave a great part of world diplomacy to others.
Congress is expected to complete the process of re-entering UNESCO in the fall by approving the necessary $71 million in the new budget. For Common Ground, I'm Judith Smelser in Washington.